We're back on record at 12 o'clock.
I know they've already talked to you, but I just want to do another interview with you. Just come on over here so they can talk. I'm going to give you, so before we get started, I'll just give you my business card. So you have that, so you'll know who you're talking to. With my first one's my desk number, second one's my cell. So just so you know.
Okay.
Some people get that confused. They text the 477 and that's actually my desk number. So, and let's see, it's 12:05. And you're you don't have any so okay, perfect. And what is your phone number again?
805.
Kind of like what my sergeant was telling you. And I always like to just get this out of the way first. And I'll answer any questions that I possibly can as soon as we're done. But your sister, she's not in danger. Her health isn't like, you know, it's nothing bad. It's a non-life-threatening shot, so there's nothing that she's going to die from this. So I just want to let you know that first and foremost. So she's totally okay. She's fine. She's actually at the Los Robles Hospital in Thousand Oaks. I don't know if you heard that or know that. So that's pretty much until we figure out more about the investigation that we can tell you right now. There's nobody else involved. It was just her. So just so you know, so she didn't like have any of her friends or anything with her, or she wasn't with anybody else. So if that helps you out, what I'd like you to do, if you could just kind of tell me, you said, the last time you saw her was 3 days ago. Yeah. And you hadn't seen or heard from her since then.
Before then, no.
Okay. So tell me what, and 3 days ago was what day was that?
I think it was Saturday that I saw her. It was Saturday or Friday. Saturday.
Okay, let's go to Friday. Did you see her for sure Friday? Friday into Saturday. So it was just one day, Saturday.
It was Saturday, yeah.
So let's just do this. The way I always like to do this is let's start from the first time when you saw her that Saturday. Where were you? What was going on? All the way up until the time she left. So just tell me like how that day went. Where were you? What were you guys doing?
It was just a quick hi bye. She was down the street right here by Wendy's.
Okay.
I just saw her. Quick, hey, how you doing? What's going on? Pretty much it. She was just walking.
Okay.
There was no like big conversation had or anything like that.
Okay. So you saw her on the street. You didn't see her at a house.
No, not at the house.
Okay. And what time of day was that?
It was probably like 2-3.
In the afternoon or at
in
night?
In the afternoon.
Okay. So 2-3, you were driving by, walking by what?
Yeah, I was actually going to Krispy Kreme.
Okay.
And she was right there.
And she was at Wendy's.
She was walking towards Wendy's, yeah.
Okay. Does she live around here?
As far as I know, she's homeless.
Okay, so she's homeless. That's why you don't see her all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you call her or talk to her much? Mm-hmm. No? Mm-hmm. When's the last time you guys have talked on the phone?
Phone? She doesn't even have a phone.
Okay, she doesn't even have a phone. Okay.
Yeah, no phone.
So how would you keep in touch with her then?
Just when she pops around. When she starts doing her drugs, she just kind of stays away sometimes. Sometimes she'll pop up if she's hungry or something like that. But she doesn't... She kind of stays away.
Okay.
I see her walking every so often, but... pretty much just stays away.
Now, when you say she does her drugs, what does that mean?
Whatever drugs she does do. I don't know exactly what type she does. I know it's not just like weed or anything like that. But you just know, like I keep telling them, like you just know your sister. You know when she's her and she's not her.
Okay, so that day you saw her, was she herself or not herself?
Yeah, she was herself.
Okay, so she didn't seem like what you would think would be high or under the influence of whatever drugs. Okay, when she is like that, what's her personality like?
I believe she's like mental. I think.
Why do you say that?
Because even when she's on the drugs, not on the drugs, even prior to every situation, even for her even like doing any drugs, she's just always been like kind of like just different.
Hey, what do you mean different? How?
As in just, I don't know, like crazy.
Like, give me an example. What would she do?
She would just think like everyone's always like out to get her. Everyone's always like against her, and just.
Has she told you that?
Yeah,
or you've heard her say it?
She always thinks that we're all against her.
And you say, so family, she thinks family's against her too.
She thinks, yeah, everybody.
And when you say everybody, like, has she
even her husband, you know.
Oh, so she's married.
Kids. Well, I think they got a divorce. I don't know. Like I said, she doesn't really come around anymore, so I don't know. We don't really talk to her as much as we used to.
Okay. And when you say these mental health issues, you said even before, you mean like before drug use or before what?
Before drug use. Ever since she's been my sister, like growing up, I just know that there's something wrong with her. She never wants to go get like checked or anything like that.
So your parents have never been able to get her checked?
We've offered it and she's like, no, I'm not crazy. Like, she just refuses it. A few times that she's got arrested here at the house was because I've called the cops to get her arrested, because obviously you don't want your sister going through that. I'd rather her be in jail, get clean, you know, what she did, and then came back out.
So when you say you had to call the cops, why would you have to call the cops? What was she doing?
She would just be up at hours of the night. She shouldn't be making noise, being at the house when she shouldn't be. All of that.
Is she allowed to live with anybody or stay with anybody right now?
At our house, no. That's why we kind of have to call the cops. If she doesn't leave, sometimes she won't leave.
Okay. When's the last time you had to call the cops on her?
Before she went to jail this last time, it was like a month before then. I don't know exactly the date.
Okay, what happened?
She was just out of it. She was talking to herself. She talks to herself a lot.
Okay.
So she was talking to herself. It was just disruptive. Like, you gotta go. She didn't want to go, so I had to call the cops to get her out.
How many times, does she ever listen to you guys, or do you guys always usually have to call the cops to get her out?
It just depends. She'll listen sometimes. Sometimes I'll have to call the cops.
Okay, but this last time you had to call the cops?
Yeah.
So you told her, but does she get violent with you guys or anything like that?
Oh, never. No? Never gets violent with us. Never.
All right. So it's her, just more her attitude and the way she is and the way the drugs affect her?
Yeah.
And you said, almost like you were talking like she's paranoid? Or
yeah,
she thinks,
paranoid.
Can you explain that? Talk about that?
She's always saying, like, you guys are at the cops are out to get her, like, things like that, comments like that, and it's just... I don't know how else more to explain it than her thinking that everybody's out to get her.
But you don't see actually cops after her at the
time?
No. Yeah, so it's just, you know, it's just the way she is.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's just part of her demeanor and the way she acts. Okay. All right. Anything else? Does she have any other family or friends? Or why was she around here, do you know?
Because she was probably trying to go to her mom's house.
Okay. Okay. What if she was going that way? Does that make any difference?
I wouldn't. Probably going back to the
okay, is that where she's staying right now?
I'm assuming so. She came home one day and she had like a bunch of like poison ivy and stuff like that. She's sleeping in the street, so I don't.
Right. So you think she's living in the river bottom?
I think. I'm like 85% sure.
Okay. All right. And again, on Saturday, you said you saw her on Saturday afternoon, just real quick?
Real quick, yeah.
Did she like ask you for money, or were you going to... You didn't eat with her, nothing like that. And when you went to Krispy Kreme's and you came back, did you see her again?
I didn't see her, no.
So where do you think she went?
To the river bottom.
Okay, so she's probably going to just hunker down for the day.
Yeah.
Okay. So how would you say your guys' relationship is between you and her?
We probably have the best one out of...
Out of everybody?
Us, yeah.
Okay, and why do you say that?
Just, she's... I don't know. She's always... When I was little, she kind of raised me, so...
Okay, how old is she, your sister?
30-something.
And how old are you?
24.
Okay. So are you the baby, or?
The girls. He's the baby of the boys.
Okay. So she always just take care of you because you're the baby of the girls.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's why you feel you're the closest to her?
We just kind of got along better, too. Always hanging out and stuff like that.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now, when you heard that she was shot but not life-threatening, what were the first things that went through your mind?
Why is she doing in this situation?
Meaning, what do you mean?
Why she would get shot by a cop, or why she was shot, like, in general, like, why? Like,
okay, so you're just curious as to why it happened.
Well, not why it happened, like why she put herself in that type of situation.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So you think that she isn't like what a normal person goes through.
Right? No, you're right. So you think she helped put herself in that situation?
Sure. Yeah. Everybody knows that she put herself in that situation.
Okay. When you say everybody knows, what do you mean? Just family or your family and friends or what?
Family, friends, you guys.
Everybody.
She has her own little record. It's not. She's not. I'm not saying she's an angel, but she's not a bad person either.
Yeah. She needs help.
She does.
She just needs help, and so. She put herself in a bad situation, and it got worse to that point. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, and, okay. Like, she's my sister, of course, so I'm freaking out and stuff, but sometimes it's like she needs people need eye-openers like this. Like,
do you think this will help her?
I hope so.
And she's never been diagnosed at all?
Nobody will check her out because she doesn't want to say, hey, I want to be checked out.
Is she on probation?
I'm pretty sure last time that she came out of jail, they put her on probation.
Why don't you have her, like, probation officer... get her.
She never checked in after jail.
She just won't. Okay, so she keeps avoiding jail. She keeps avoiding court dates.
Well, she got arrested. She got pulled over. She's got all of this multiple times. They just always let her go. They find, like, weed on her. They'll find a pipe on her. They just let her go.
Like a weed pipe or a different pipe?
I just know pipe. I don't know what
pipe. You always hear pipes and weed and stuff? Okay.
And then finally, she got arrested, spent, like, about, like, 3, 4, maybe 6 months in jail, and then got out and same process all over. She didn't learn her lesson.
Now, you said you really don't know much about drug history, but what do you know that she's actually used or she keeps using in the past?
I know that she was a big weed person.
Okay.
But I also know that, like, meth was involved at one point. I've found, like, I don't know much about drugs, but I don't know if, like, crystals, meth.
Okay, good.
We found that.
Actually, at your house?
Yeah, one day when she came over, she left her bag down. And
how long was that? How long ago was that?
That was probably, like, last year.
Oh, okay.
Last year, and then we flushed that. I think she actually got arrested that day, so she never, like, retaliated from that, but.
Okay. Any other drugs that you've known of that she might have taken?
She's not a drinker either. She
okay.
Drink. I don't
so
know
her,
now.
Her thing is mostly drugs. Huh? And now, what about medications? You know her to use or take any medications?
No.
No, nothing. She should be prescribed. It sounds like for mental illness, but
yeah,
she's
but
not.
I don't know. Yeah, no.
Okay.
Medications at all.
Okay. Has she ever said anything to you in the past that kind of made you say, like, are you okay? Or are you sure? Or, like, has she ever said anything in the past that kind of...
She said, like, I want to kill myself before.
Yeah? How long ago was that?
That was... At least I'm telling you, like, a lot of this was happening months ago.
Okay.
I can't put a date to it.
Just within the last...
It happens a lot. Like, sure. It happens that she comes around.
So within the last year, she does all this stuff. You just don't know when. Okay.
I don't have time dates for you. Now.
No, that's fine. We're just trying to get a good idea of what she's like, what was going on with her life, anything else. Was she ever talking at all about wanting to get better or go to mental health or get off drugs?
When she was in jail, they were going to release her and everything. And she's like, I'm going to go into a home. Like, I felt like... I haven't had a normal conversation with her, like an actual conversation. I'm sick. I got diagnosed with cancer, and she was talking to me about it, and, like, you know, like all of this, and we haven't. That was the last time we had, like, a normal conversation. The other day it was, like, normal too, but it's just, like,
just real quick.
Her span can go from anywhere from 5 minutes to snap in 3 seconds. So you just never know.
And when you say snap, what do you mean by that?
Like, just start realizing, like. Because she's told us too, like, she's heard voices in her head too.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Anything in particular that the voices say, or she's told you the voices?
A lot of times, and I've done, like, my research too. Like, she talks about soldiers and being in the war, but that has a lot of drug issues. Like, I've looked it up and stuff. Like, why she talks like that. But most of it's paranoia. Like, she's always paranoid about something.
But now, when you say about the soldier, like, her being a soldier or soldiers are after her?
Her being a soldier.
Oh, her being a soldier in the war.
Yeah.
Okay, but of course she's never... Did she ever serve military?
No.
Okay. Does she know anybody who served in the military?
Not any of our, like, close families, nothing like that I can think of, unless, like, her, like, friends from high school or anything, but...
Okay. But nobody that she's talked about,
no.
A certain close friend who's in the military died or something like that. So no relationship. Mm-hmm. So she's just hearing these voices in the head. And the voices are talking to her about soldiers in war.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any specifics that you remember or something that sticks out in your mind?
No, mainly just that it's literally like every time we do hear anything, it's like, they're after me, the cops are after me, they want to hurt me, they want to hurt me.
But cops don't come to your house looking for it.
They have, you know.
But not as much as
she
said.
Right now, so they were here the other day.
Okay.
But
then when you say, okay, so talk about that, what do you mean?
I got a call that the cops were looking for Karina. They thought it was my mom, and then come to find out it was my sister. Obviously, we know that she has a warrant out because she hasn't reported to probation or anything like that, so.
Yeah. Does probation call you, too? Where's she at? Or no? Okay.
This is the first, like 2 days ago was the first incident where they came by and.
We're looking for her, actively trying to serve a warrant on her, mm-hmm. or to take her for a warrant.
Okay.
But they know, but she hasn't lived there since last, when's the last time she's lived there?
She hasn't lived there in years.
But she uses it as her address.
She uses it as her address.
Because she's homeless.
When she goes, yeah.
When did she go homeless? Do you remember?
This has been about maybe 2 years.
About two years ago?
Maybe coming on to three.
Okay. Oh, she's going on almost 3 years homeless.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been a while.
Okay. All right. And I'm sure the family tried to intervene in everything before that to help her, but...
We've tried everything.
But she won't listen.
We sent her to Texas. She got sober. She was sober in Texas for a little bit. She was doing good. She was in a sober living home. She met a guy. He was a nice guy. Took care of her. Did all of this.
How long ago was that?
That was, my grandpa died in December. She came back for the funeral in December. And then from then, never went back.
So last year, December of last year. Mm-hmm. Okay, so how long was she in Texas for?
She was in Texas for like a few months.
Oh, good.
Like four, six. She was in Texas for a few months. She was in the sober living home.
What made her decide to go to Texas?
My mom. We sent her to Texas to get her in her sober living home, to get her out of the area.
So she finally listened.
Yeah, she finally listened. She finally did that. But when my grandpa died, she came back for the funeral.
And she stayed here.
Supposedly. She didn't even go to the funeral.
Oh, so she didn't even go. What do you think she did?
No idea.
She didn't say. I went and got high, or nobody
probably
saw her high.
I'm sure she did.
Right, she probably hooked up with old friends and went downhill from there. Okay. And you said she's married?
She was married before.
She was married. Where's her husband and the kids?
The kids are at school right now. What time is it?
I don't
want them to come down.
No.
They're going to come
12:22.
Down. 12:22.
Yeah, 12:22. So.
Yeah, she was. But he hasn't been around for a while either.
Okay. So you just have the kids then?
Yeah, we have the kids.
How old are the kids?
They range from 11 to 16.
Okay, and when's the last time they saw her?
I think they said this morning. I'm not sure.
Who? Which one?
All of them.
All of them saw her this morning?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how?
Because I think she was at the house this morning. I'm not sure. I don't live there.
Who would know that if she was there?
The kids.
So just the kids saw her, so nobody else in your family saw her?
Yeah.
Can you find out for us? No, I mean, not now.
Yeah.
I mean, when you get the kids out of school, if you can find out for us, that'd be good to know.
Well, I think I don't know if we're going to pick them up early because we don't want them to see.
Okay.
This.
All right. Well, let me talk to my sergeant and let him know. But that's something we may need to come back and talk to them. So just to find out if they did.
I'm not sure. I think that's what I last heard.
Who told you that?
My sister-in-law.
Your sister-in-law told you.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see if I can find out then, too, if that's the case. All right, is there anything else that you think we should know or about her or anything else to help us out and figure out what's going on? And
why? I know that she's obviously going to go into custody and stuff, so we're not going to be able to see her or talk to her or anything like that.
No, not yet, but at least you know where she's at. She's safe. She's in the hospital. She's fine, but we just at least wanted to let you know that as far as family.
So when are we going to get more information about this?
Like
why they were shot and not tasered, or why... I know she had a weapon, but she's smaller than me.
Right.
And most of these men are...
How'd you know she had a weapon?
Some guy was talking onto the camera.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Oh,
a hammer.
Yeah. So we're gonna find out more details as well, and we'll figure out. Truly, you guys probably should know before everybody else or the press knows. But we've got a whole command post. Trust me, our sheriff, everybody's here, so we're all investigating it, and we're letting out information as we can because we know how sensitive it is. So
yeah.
Yeah, we'll truly let you know as soon as we can as well.
I know that. Like you guys. Able to release her name if we ask you not to?
I don't think we do because we just wait. We just hold on until there's a time when we can safely do it once everybody's know. Like, once your whole family knows, then that's one thing.
Okay.
So, and after that, then we'll do it. So
she's not here. She's at the hospital.
She's at the hospital.
And she was with nobody else.
She was with nobody else. Yeah. Okay. So I can at least tell you that. So.
And there was body cam footage.
That I don't know. I know we have body cam footage, but I honestly I don't know that answer. That question's been asked. So, but with the officer who's involved, we can't talk to him. So we have to investigate
Where is he at?
He's not here. They take him out of here. Yeah. So just so you know, real quick, and I'm sure you see this on TV shows or hear about it, when there's an officer involved shooting, we sequester that officer. We get him out of the area. Hey, how many shots is this, that, and the other? We get general information from him, get him out of here, and then we get the suspect out of here, and then we investigate and we put pieces together. So no, none of us are allowed
and
to talk.
And he was
to him.
Alone.
Yes, yeah. So, was he? Yeah. Yeah, because the other one didn't show up until right after. So, all right. So, like I said, as soon as more details come out, we can answer more. We definitely will.
Okay, so, like, side note to, like, you being a cop, at what point do you realize, hey, I need to take a shot instead of something else?
And you know what's crazy? Because I'm an instructor also for an agency, and I actually teach use of force and shooting and fighting and all that stuff. I can always tell you every situation is going to be different. You can't, I can't give you a blanket statement for just what you said because you want to apply it to this one and it may not apply. Everything is different. Everything is always different. So it's always observed from the reasonable officer perspective as to why and what they did, he or she would do during that time. So it's really just the circumstances that present themselves and everything is different. So.
Okay.
All right.
Pretty much it.
Okay. Yeah, if you want to research it, because if you're the type of person who likes to look stuff up, look up the reasonable officer standard. That's usually what we go off of.
Okay.
So that's how everything is determined. So, okay.
Is it not required for his camera to be on and stuff like that?
As far as body cameras to be going? Yeah, so just so you understand, our cameras are always on, but they're only going in 30-second loops, mm-hmm. and they delete the delete. Whether or not he had time to turn it on is the question. So that's the issue. So, and that we don't, I don't know. So, all right.
Okay. So she, that sister is older, but she's very, there's no way of talking to her calmly.
Who?
That sister over there.
The one that's the blonde in the black?
Yeah, the one in the black.
Okay.
So is there any way, like, cause I know you guys are going to come back eventually, probably when my mom gets here as well, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Just wait till your mom gets back before we give more info?
Or if you can do it with me and her both there?
Sure. We'll totally do that. Yeah, I'll let them know.
Just because you guys will get nowhere pretty much with her. She's always trying to. Well, this and this and that.
Oh, she's always trying to protect your sister?
Yeah. Well, she's just always protective of everything.
Okay, so you don't think we'll get very much straight answers from her? Okay, and what's that? Having one of you there with her would probably be the only way she'd be able to be more truthful.
The oldest, so I know you guys go to that, the oldest next.
No, we divide and conquer. We just ask everybody what they know.
No, it's not like she's a liar, but she's just very aggressive. So.
Oh, I see.
She's aggressive, so.
Okay, well, hopefully she's not. I mean, it's really, the only reason we're talking to you is try to get a good idea of how your sister's doing, so.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, you have any other questions of me?
No, if I do, I'll give you a call.
Yeah, thank you very much. Okay, thank you. End the conversation at 12:27 hours.